When it comes to cooking meals, drying clothes, heating water, and my home, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable energy option. It costs less to use than electricity, propane, and heating oil. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. And if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. Visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits to learn more. CenterPoint Energy, always there.
We are about ready to get this third quarter underway. 36-0, Pine Bluff with the lead over Mountain Home. Zebras will kick off to start the second half. They're trying to find... trying to line up to send out a kickoff team out there.
Personnel alignment. Of course, I've seen a lot of trick plays out of stuff like this before, too.
That's true, yeah. They finally found 11 to trot out there, and they're ready to kick off and get this second half underway. They don't have the best kicking games. In fact, the Obama return men, the deep men, are standing at the 20. This is a short kick taken at the 28-yard line. And the return across the 35, across the 40, the 45. Was that Williams again on the return? I believe. No, that was Swartz, wasn't it? Yeah. James Swartz with the return. Nice return out to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, ran right behind Riley Peters there. And Riley Peters was just pancaking that guy. I mean, just falling right behind him. What a great job at blocking and getting some positive yards on that kickoff return.
So a nice field position for Mountain Home to start their first drive of the second half. And, Tobias, we saw the first drive of the first half. Nice. Ate up a lot of clock, over 7.5 minutes. 3 first downs on that drive. And we'll need another one of those right now.
Absolutely. And I think they're ready. They look like they're ready to do something.
From their own 46, first play of the second half. 11-10 left in this third quarter as ball is snapped and it's given on that read option, and Junior Williams is going to pick up about 3 yards on the play. And now a flag comes in at the end of the play.
Yep, they got to ease up at the whistle there, trying to let that one play out a little too long.
3 yard gain, and I think Mount Holmes is going to pick up 15 here on that personal foul against the Zebras, and that's the case. So it's going to be a first down for the Bombers. They'll mark it off from the end of the play, and that's going to take it to the 36-yard line with a 15-yard penalty.
Now we talk about great field position, giving themselves the ability to put one in the end zone here. I think some points on the board to go a long way to get them a little bit of momentum and just really give them a chance there in the second half.
Well, their last two drives of the first half were 3 and out, so it's good to see this. This is they got to the 34 with their first drive of the evening. This is their second deepest penetration so far. McKay keeps it on that read option, and he's going to take it to the 31-yard line to pick up of nearly 5 on first down.
That's what you want to see there. You know, when you really look at Pine Bluff's schedule and the games they've played this year, you know, they're 3-1 overall, but the games that they've won, they've only been scored a touchdown against each game. But their loss, the other team scored 20 points, so they don't give up a lot of points.
Not at all. 2nd and 5 here for Mountain Home with 9.5 minutes left in this third quarter, down 36-0. Ball is given to Junior Williams. Junior has a first down run inside the 25, down to about the 22-yard line. He picks up 9 on second down. This is still, I was looking to some of the numbers, this is still the starting defense out there for the Zebras. Nice run by Junior Williams. So first down, Mountain Home at the 22-yard line. I'll say the chain gang doing their job over there. Mountain Home only has to go about 9 yards to move the chains here. And now we've got a whistle and
timeout, Pine Bluff.
Timeout, Pine Bluff. All right, 8:36 left in the third. Zebras up 36-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's that time, ladies. Colorful fall leaves, pumpkin spice lattes, and fun fall arrivals at Studio West Boutique. Come in today and check out the newest selections from brands like Bobby, Nicole, and the fabulous Glider Fitness line. Are you ready for a cozy sweater with a pair of Just Black jeans? Our Just Blacks are now restocked and just in time for cooler weather. We still have great summer clearance items too, so stop by before they're gone. Fall fashion is arriving now at Studio West Boutique, 714 South College in Mountain Home.
.836 left in this third quarter. It's 36-0. Pine Bluff with the lead. Mountain Home with a nice drive to open this third quarter. They started their own 46. They've got it down to the Pine Bluff 22. And Coach Boulding not real happy with his defense right now.
He's not. He's a little upset over there. But, you know, this is what you talked about earlier, Brad. This is exactly what they wanted, to put together a good drive here on the first coming out of the second half.
Fresh set of downs here from the 22, and the handoff comes to the near side. Misdirection play. Winfield is going to take it to about the 12, near the 11. He's going to have a first down run. And he has not gotten up yet. He is still down. Reese Winfield is injured on the play, and he's going to have it at the 12-yard line. It's a pickup of 10 on the play. Third first down of the drive, and Winfield is up now, and he's going to walk back towards the sideline. He's wanting to go to the huddle, but he can't because they stopped play for him, so he has to come out for one play.
It looks like he kind of got sandwiched there. Might have knocked the air out of him. He kind of grabbed his stomach a little bit, giving up, but it looks like he's all right.
8:22 left in this third quarter. Boy, great drive by the Bombers. They've got it at the 10-yard line of making the 12-yard line of Pine Bluff now. McKay under center. They've spread the halfbacks out. Here's one in motion, and the ball kept by McKay, and he is going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and there is no gain on the play. Gets back to the 12, and that's it. Tried to stretch it out, and just couldn't go anywhere.
That's that middle linebacker, Singleton. We haven't talked much about him tonight, but what a great player. I mean, he just comes in and just blows up that lane blocker, gets right to the running back. I mean, that's the stud linebacker that you read about and hear about with Pine Bluff, and he's just a great player.
He made the play there, so it's going to be second and 10 here for Mountain Home. 7:28 left in this third quarter. Caden Williams brings the play in from the sideline. He's one of the tight ends. McKay wants to pass. Looking across the middle, it's incomplete. And a flag on the play. It was intended for Luke Foreman, the tight end, and we're going to have either pass interference or defensive holding in the end zone against the Zebras, it looks like. So they look for the tight end in the end zone. Ball's at the 12. This is going to be pass interference against the Zebras. This will move it half the distance to the goal. It's going to put the ball at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, you kind of wonder why the tight end didn't get his hands up there to go get it. Well, you know why now. They're being held by the defender.
That is six penalties for 56 yards now against Pine Bluff. So it's a first down for Mountain Home. 2nd down. I thought that brought with it an automatic first down, but apparently not, because the official showing 2nd down. So 2nd down, the ball's at the 6-yard line. They get a fresh set of downs inside the 3. Flag on the play. McKay keeps it. He dives. He's in for the touchdown. Now let's see what the flag is. The officials have not indicated what the flag is.
You definitely don't want to hold in a situation like this.
It's a procedure penalty against Mountain Home. I don't know if they had enough men on the line of scrimmage. Because if it's a false start type, they're going to stop it right there.
Right.
So that must have been what the call was, is they didn't have enough men lined up on the line of scrimmage.
False start against the Bombers, 5-yard mark off.
So that's going to move the ball back to the 11. Well, that was a nice run by McKay, too. Too bad that was negated.
Yeah, it was. Did a good job getting over there to that edge. And hats off to the offensive line for sealing that, making a nice little edge over there for him to run off of. But you can't have penalties like that in the red zone. I mean, that'll absolutely kill you every time. And so they'll learn from it and go here and see what happens.
5:53 left in this third quarter. Bombers down 36-0. It's now second down from the 11-yard line. McKay keeps it again, and he's going to get to the 10, and that's it. So it's going to bring down third down now for Mountain Home. Third and 8 from the 10. They get a first down near the 2-yard line. 5:26 left in this third quarter. Clock continues to run here as Mountain Home putting together a nice drive. The touchdown taken off the board because of the penalty. So now it's third and 8 from the 10-yard line for Mountain Home. McKay will give it to Junior Williams. Junior takes it to the 5, and it's going to be fourth down and about 3 from the 5. A 5-yard pickup, Martavis Thompson making the stop that time for the Zebras.
Another one of those good linebackers. This is the outside linebacker. Does a good job coming over, making a play. But, you know, Junior's, like I said earlier, he's just a load. He's a lot to tackle, and he does a good job running around all these guys.
So fourth down, the Bomber offense. Let's see if they can convert here. They can get a first down just shy of the 2-yard line. So they get about just over 2.5 yards to go here from the 5. Fourth down, can they convert? McKay keeps it. McKay may get in. He's going to dive. He's down to the 1-yard line. It's going to be first and goal coming up here for Mountain Home. First down for the Bombers. McKay picks up 4. He's inside the 1-yard line. And when he dove, he thought he might have a chance to reach the end zone. Came up just short. 4 minutes exactly left in this third quarter. Pine Bluff leads it 36-0. McKay lost his shoe, so he's getting that fixed. And now they start the play clock.
I think it's safe to say that we'll probably see Junior right up the middle here.
I think that'd be a pretty good call right here. 3:33 left in this third quarter. McKay straight ahead. He is going to be in, I think, isn't he?
It looks like he made it.
Boy, I don't know what they're waiting for. The official's finally in, and there's the signal. Touchdown, Mountain Home. Isaac McKay. I tell you what, I know a lot of folks had a hand in that drive, but McKay had the other touchdown taken off the board, so I'm glad they gave him a chance to get another one.
He got that one back.
Isaac McKay with a 1-yard touchdown plunge.
And what I love about that is that never lose attitude. I mean, getting something called back like that, you can crush a drive really quickly. And for him to come back and score like that, I mean, just great leadership, great play.
That was nice. So Mikey McLean in to attempt the extra point now for the Bombers with 3:20 left in this third quarter. High snap pulled down by Liddy. The kick is good. 36-7, our score. It's Pine Bluff with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
Back with the story.
3:20 left in this third quarter. It's 36-7. Pine Bluff with the lead. Mountain Home getting their first points on the board tonight. I'll see what Mountain Home wants to do with this kickoff here. McLean with the approach and just kind of squibs it left side. And this is going to roll dead. And Mountain Home has the ball at the 20-yard line. Did they come up with it?
Came
it came
out.
Loose. One of the Bombers was there to cover it. Pine Bluff never even made an attempt to get to the football. And let's see who's got it. Oh, Pine Bluff has recovered. Oh, that was very similar to the kick that Harrison did to Mountain Home in the season opener. And one of the Bombers was screaming up the left sideline. He got in there so quick, I couldn't see who it was. But Mountain Home almost came up with that football.
That was close. He felt right on and just squirted right out. I mean, so close.
Wow. So the Zebras will take over at their own 21-yard line. Mountain Home almost got the football back. First down for Pine Bluff with 3:01 left in this third quarter. New quarterback into the ball game for the Zebras, and looks like some new personnel in there. That's Derek Sloan, who's in a quarterback now for Pine Bluff. The carry that time by Kerry Hadley. Hadley takes it to the 23, a pickup of two.
We talked about this earlier, but, you know, nice long offensive drive like that last series. It's given the defense some time to rest. They should be able to come out here and make a big stop.
2:26 left in the third. Pine Bluff leads it 36-7. Sloan, the quarterback, low snap, picks it up, fires the left side. It's complete to Xavier Turner. Turner stumbles his way out to about the 28-yard line. It's going to bring up third and short here for the Zebras.
We know they like to go back to that bubble whenever they load up the box. So they flip that little bubble out there. He's going to have space. He kind of tripped over his own feet a little bit, which to our advantage helped us out a little bit.
Well, it's kind of scary. Some of these receivers they got, you get them in an open field like that, man.
Yep. Give them three or four steps, and it's a foot race.
Third down and about two here for the Zebras. The ball at the 29. They have to get to the 31 to move the chains. 1:37 left in the third. Better snap to Sloan. He's going to keep it himself, and he runs nowhere. Good job by the Bomber defense, the left side. Several players coming in. I saw Liddy in there, and
Kraft
was there. Oh, Riley Peters was there. There was a bunch there, weren't there?
A whole wall of them just waiting on them.
And the Zebras going to be forced to punt. First punt of the night. The ball is a loss of one back to the 28. Now, the starting quarterback is the punter, and that's Foots.
Talking about their kicking game earlier, I don't. You want to play this one pretty close.
Yeah, I'm going to say you want to make sure nothing, they don't run any kind of fake here. It's fourth and three. Foots will get the kick away. Not a bad kick. Taken at the 37. And down there by Brad Liddy.
Smart play on Liddy's call. You know, just fair catching it right there. You know, he could have tried to make a play. It could have got ugly. So that was a really smart move on his part.
26 seconds left. Mountain Home may not snap the ball here before the third quarter runs out. With the mercy rule in effect, the clock is running. 18 seconds left. They'll have to hurry if they want to snap it here before the end of the quarter. They don't have enough players out there. Isaac McKay is counting, and he's only got 10. Now a player runs on. They've only got 5 seconds on the clock, and third quarter is going to run out. We've reached the end of the third. It's 36-7, Pine Bluff. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.